In the 1990s, Atlantic groundfish stocks crashed, leaving the Maritimes reeling. In Nova Scotia, hardly anyone fishes groundfish anymore. When they do, it is mostly a few large-scale trawling operations. But the tide may be turning. Off the Hook is a community-supported fishery that started in 2010. Now, five hook-and-line fishermen from Digby County are catching groundfish like haddock, hake, and cod, and selling it directly to consumers in Halifax. They are redefining the fishing industry for themselves and their communities. I'm Palmyra Boutillier, a marine biologist and freelance journalist, with the story of Off the Hook and what it means to the future of fishing in Nova Scotia. Bo Gillis is from Freeport, Nova Scotia. That's a small fishing community on Long Island in the Bay of Fundy. He's 37 years old and making his living from the sea.
Bottom line, I want to make a living doing what I love, and I've never done anything as fun as longline fishing. It's really, really challenging and rewarding when it's rewarding and really terrible when it's not rewarding. But it's like every boy's dream to grow up and go fishing. Or, I don't know.
He is one of five fishermen that have teamed up with the Ecology Action Center to form a co-op. The co-op then sells the fish directly to customers.
I feel really motivated to try to catch fish and care for them really well and deliver them on time and in a responsible manner.
Sadie Beaton is the coordinator for Off the Hook. She says they got the idea from a similar co-op in Port Clyde, Maine.
We decided to treat it like a pilot year and just go for it. So we kept it really simple and small.
The idea is that customers pay upfront for a weekly delivery of fish. They may get haddock, hake, pollock, or cod, depending on what comes up on the lines that week. This allows fishermen to know how much money they will make regardless of what they catch, and gives customers access to fresh fish.
So consumers have been calling our office for years asking, where can I get local, fresh, sustainable seafood? And there's not that many answers. We know that we're offering a product that can't be found anywhere else in Halifax. I mean, this fish is caught on a Wednesday night and it's in town by 4 on Thursday. Then the fish is often less than 24 hours old. So when you compare that to what's available in a grocery store, the average is 6 days. There's lots of people that haven't had any experience with truly fresh fish. So we had people coming back and asking, you know, why their fish didn't have any smell when they cooked it and things like that. And that's because really fresh fish doesn't have a smell. So it's only when it gets 4 or 5 days old that the smell that you might associate with fish starts to come out.
So I went to the grocery store to find out what's available there and how much it costs.
In the store, it costs roughly the same for haddock as you would pay it Off the Hook. But the difference is, at Off the Hook, the fish is fresh from the Bay of Fundy, and fishermen get a good wage.
There's no way anyone can be expected to work for the same wages 20 years apart. In the late 80s, ground fish that I fished for were $1 a pound at the wharf, and now they're 85 cents. Now they're $1 a pound. There's no way anyone can continue. There's no way this industry can continue. And in fact, it's not continuing. No one is fishing.
Off the Hook pays fishermen $3 a pound and charges consumers approximately $6.50 a pound. The fishermen are getting half the profit. In the grocery store, where haddock also costs roughly $6.50 a pound, the fishermen are only getting paid 85 cents a pound.
If you want to understand what's going on, you have to take control of everything. If you don't like what the middleman is doing, I'm a fisherman, I catch the fish, there's a middleman who buys them, who sells them to another middleman, who sells them to another middleman, who sells them to another middleman. Eventually, they get into the grocery store, which is another middle person, and then they get to your plate.
Gillis enjoys knowing where his fish are going.
Off the Hook provides faces. It puts me in touch with people who buy my product, and I didn't really think about that much when it started, but it really tends to mean a lot to me, more than I thought.
The benefits of Off the Hook are already making a difference for the future of fishing in Nova Scotia.
This it has to be the future of fishing, because there is no future in the conventional way. And this large-scale industrial model where you send a ship out to rape and pillage for a month and bring in hundreds of thousands of pounds of fish for which you pay 30 cents a pound or 50 cents a pound or 60 cents a pound just doesn't work. It doesn't do anything for communities.
It's good for the fish and it's good for the customer.
Oh, I think it's quite obvious. I don't need to catch a boatload of fish to make a living.
When you can earn enough to support yourself and live in a small fishing village, these towns also win.
It makes me less inclined to move away from Freeport, for one thing. that's really changed my life.
Gillis is optimistic about the future of community-supported fisheries in the Maritimes.
I've been talking on the phone, it seems like, all summer. There's a lot of interest in this, and we're really hoping it takes off in several more communities.
Off the Hook may be new, and it might be small, but it's exciting for fishermen and people who like to eat good fish. For the Radio Room, I'm Palmira Boutillier.